This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, May 2nd. Well, I just want to update everybody on the market's gyrations. You probably saw a nice market bounce this morning that has since fizzled. The market obviously has to find a bottom here. Friday, I always mispronounce this word, so please excuse me, we capitulated. That means we had panic selling. And unfortunately, I have to tell you, it's still going on today. On Morningstar.com, and there's a big popular ETF out there called DBY. It's the iShares Dividend ETF. And, of course, this should be one of the most stable ETFs out there. But as I look at it today, if you sell it, you might have to pay up to a 60% discount. Now, usually these bid-ask spreads and premiums and discounts dissipate towards the close. But this is a function of the market that's a little kind of a wrench in the works. So when we have any kind of sell-off, you know, the poor folks that are in the ETFs are getting hurt. And that's because what an ETF does, it puts a spread on something that already has a spread. So for the securities firms, it's kind of like getting a double scoop of ice cream. And so they get an extra spread. And what happens when people go to sell ETFs, especially with market orders, during fast market conditions, they can get fleeced. So this is a problem. And this means that despite what happened on Friday, we have some illiquidity in the markets. Now, the other big news today, of course, is the 10-year Treasury yield hit 3%, and it's very close to it right now. And a lot of people are waiting for the Fed's guidance. They're hoping the Fed will have some sort of soothing words in their Federal Open Market Committee statement or FOMC statement. And I can tell you, I think they may not. I have to tell you that the Commerce Department, when they said we had negative GDP, is still baffling to all of us because we have the ISM manufacturing and service sector surveys up. In fact, the ISM was updated today, and 17 of the 18 industries surveyed are still expanding, and this is the manufacturing side of the economy. Now, it is the slowest since July 2020, but it's still growing. It's still well above 50, okay? There's still a huge backlog component, which means there's going to be more orders fulfilled. So, you know, a lot of us are just market observers are still trying to figure out how could we be in a negative GDP environment if all the economic tea leaves are still positive, okay? And that's the ISM services, manufacturing, that's consumer spending, that's retail sales. And we realize that consumers are frustrated and they're mad about inflation and in fact, that was joked about on the weekend during the correspondents' dinner, where the media and the press like to mock each other, make fun of each other, and it's just to some people this isn't funny anymore, even though they try to make it funny. And I do think oil prices are going to level off here at a very high level. I have tons of energy stocks. I bought some more today, and the market valuations are ridiculous. I just checked one of my portfolios. It's basically a small mid-cap one. And we're trading at, believe it or not, 15.9 times current earnings. And not all earnings have come out yet. And 4.1 times forecasted earnings. So when you have portfolios trading at 4 times earnings, I know they're forecasted, but well, better than expected results. You're pricing in an apocalypse, and I realize that Russia has threatened us. Okay, I realize they flew nuclear bombers over Ukraine with a fighter jet escort. I realize there was a diplomatic package delivered to Washington D.C. that basically said don't aid Ukraine anymore, and the whole world is aiding Ukraine and. And Russia is trying to may retaliate. So this is the conundrum we're in right now. And obviously, President Putin apparently has to have surgery. He has some health issues. Obviously, a lot of things are going on in Russia. So I think we should just discount the nuclear apocalypse that some people are taunting everybody out there. Let the Fed do their thing, raise rates, slow the economy down, get inflation under control, and then we can grow and prosper. Now, in the meantime, is China a problem? Yeah. China's a big problem. They got lockdowns. You know, that's where the Apple plants are. That's where Tesla's most profitable plant is. You know, they can restart those plants, but the workers have to live in the factories. They have to sleep on cots. And, but some would rather do that than live at home locked up, you know? So, it's a fascinating environment we're in, but all I can tell you is earnings are still coming out one by one. They do pop our stocks. We're only a third through the earnings announcement season now. And so let's just let the earnings come out, shore up the stocks. It's going to be every stock for itself. And then we can, you know, reset everything. I do want to remind everybody that our portfolios are heavily commodity-oriented right now. We do need the commodity inflation to persist for our profitability to continue. But I'm very comfortable with that because I know that during the summertime, worldwide demand spikes, and so prices are going to be very firm between now and September. So I think the energy stocks are a great bet. The natural gas stocks have been amazing. You know, we're supplying natural gas in liquid form to Europe, so prices are unseasonably high. The fertilizer business looks great, okay? We have a lot of food stocks, and we still have all those shipping stocks. So, folks, I'm very, very comfortable here. You know, I'm just not too worried. And also, you know, we have some of the best semiconductors, and they're still in short supply. So, I just think it's time to let the earnings do their thing. I do apologize for the market's extreme volatility and the panic selling. Usually when you have what we had on Friday, it's gonna have to bounce along the bottom for a while. You can't have one of these things and turn on the dime. And you saw the market try to turn around today and then fizzle. So you get used to the back end filling, but good stocks with good earnings will be very resilient. So far this year, the most resilient stocks are the stocks that are high dividend and domestic, okay? Why is domestic a big deal? Because the dollar is strong. And so if you're a multinational, you're getting paid in weaker currencies, or you're operating in a country that might be weaker than the U.S. So I feel very good. The Atlanta Fed is estimating 1.6% GDP growth this quarter. That went down slightly for the estimate last week, but, you know, we are not going into recession from what I can tell, and I'm still miffed at the Commerce Department with their flash estimate, implying that because of all the supply chain issues, the U.S. contracted in the first quarter. I don't believe that. I don't see it in retail sales. I don't see it in consumer spending. I don't see it in the ISM numbers. The only way you can come to that conclusion is if China makes everything we buy, okay? And I just don't think that's quite true yet. I know that China makes a lot of stuff. And we got a lot of containers that are going to be piled up. But I just think the Commerce Department made a gross error. And they're going to be revising that first quarter GDP estimate higher, even though they initially had it negative. So hang in there, folks. I know it's been very stressful for a lot of people. But there's really nowhere to go except to go bargain hunting right now. And obviously, our dividend growth stocks are great. A lot of our commodity plays are great. And we still have some of the best tech, although we don't have a lot of tech compared to a lot of other managers out there. So hang in there, folks. I think the bulk of the risk has been wrung out of the market. So let's just let it oscillate here a bit. Let's hope all these ETF spreads tighten up by the close. They did last Friday. But during the middle of the day, they're just wild. And so if you ever need to see this, you own ETFs, go to Morningstar.com, key in the ETF, and it'll say something called intraday indicative value, and you can see the spreads. And we actually manage ETFs because we know how to trade them. And so if you do own ETFs, please do a limit order only at or near the intraday indicative value, and I think you'll get much better execution, and that's the best way to trade ETFs. But I do worry that about the masses out there that carelessly sell ETFs, especially during the middle of market hours, because, again, I was shocked by the spreads today. So hang in there, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.